Petersburg's assembly voted 7-0 to send a letter to Brent Goodrum, director of the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Mining, Land and Water. The letter asks for an updated map of available state land near Frederick Point. Petersburg has already sent in its request for state land throughout the new borough, but has since learned that some portions of the land sought at Frederick Point are designated for the Southeast State Forest and not available for selection. Mayor Mark Jensen explained.
And there's been a confusion on the maps we're supposed to use for selecting our land, and haven't been getting a very good response from DNR. And like I spoke earlier in the mayor's report, if Randy Ruero from Senator Stedman's office thinks it's necessary for Liz Cabrera to travel to Juneau and to actually sit down with them and have the director from Anchorage call in, that might be to our benefit.
DNR provided maps of available land in 2013 following the incorporation of the Petersburg Borough, but those maps did not show some of the state forest land. Fast forward to this year, and the borough asked for updated maps. However, the state agency responded in an email to the borough that the maps are, quote, not intended to provide the basis for a community's applications for land selections, unquote. The email also says state law does not require that the agency identify lands for the borough. Petersburg's letter seeking that information also will be copied to Petersburg's representatives in the state legislature. Earlier this year, the borough also asked the Division of Forestry to drop its plans to log the parcels at Frederick Point and another selection in Thomas Bay. In other business, the Assembly heard an update on the process for hiring a new police chief to take the place of Kelly Swihart. He's retiring at the end of June. Borough Manager Steve Giesbrecht told the Assembly that the borough has received 19 applications so far, and one has since withdrawn because of the advertised $80,000 to $95,000 annual salary. The deadline to apply is this Friday, April 20th. After that date, Giesbrecht said they'll be sending out questionnaires to candidates meeting the job requirements.
And then when those come back, we're going to hope to be able to schedule a meeting with the Public Safety Advisory Board so they can look at the answers to the questions and the resumes and kind of decide from that group which ones they think are worth moving forward in the process. So it'll be a combination of them and then in my review as well.
The Assembly also approved the first reading of a rewrite of borough code on sale and purchase of borough land. Among the changes are a provision giving the Assembly the authority to approve an exchange of borough land and one to allow sale of borough land for less than the assessed value for economic development purposes. In other decisions, the Assembly voted 7-0 to give permission to a private landowner to apply to build a road across a borough lot near the cemetery. That road would allow a local corporation called RPM Holdings to access residentially zoned land on the uphill side of Mitkoff Highway at Libby Strait. The property owners are hoping to subdivide the land for residential lots. The corporation was formed by several local families, Al and Shannon Peeler and their son Max, Ken and Stacy Madsen, and Ted and Lynn Smith. Max Peeler requested the permission to apply for a road across the borough property and wrote that the landowners would pay for construction of the road and utilities just under a tenth of a mile long across the borough lot. Utility Director Carl Hagerman was supportive of the concept because of the potential for new developed land to be added to the tax rolls. Assembly members were supportive as well, although Jay Stanton Greger admitted being a little confused by the process.
The fact they have to, you know, request permission to apply, it seems kind of a backwards deal. I mean, I'm obviously going to be voting for this for a couple of reasons. One, I hope they have success with this subdivision and it works out. And two, even if I didn't, they'd still have a right to apply and go through the process. So it seems like a no-brainer to me.
A landowner's permission, in this case the borough's, is required for someone else to apply for use of that land. The application will have to go into the Planning Commission for consideration. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.